Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Brothers and sisters, you can't trust in your own strength and your own power. We weren't meant to do it on our own. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other, His Word.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, One More Night with the Frogs.
Speak the Word.
I'd like to start out today by asking you a couple of questions. I'd like to ask you, how many more days, weeks, or months are you willing to put up with some of the things in your life? Like I heard a pastor say this morning, on the radio, that there aren't too many people, you know, most everybody that you know that you run into is dealing with some sort of issue, you know, whether it's in their health, their finances, or with the family, but everybody is dealing with something. And so today, I don't know exactly what you're dealing with, but my prayer is that I'll cover some things that will help you to understand and also make some better decisions concerning what you got going on there. You know, it's like we put up with things in our bodies without realizing it, like sickness in our body. Or I might ask you, how long are you willing to put up with not having enough? You know, a lot of people just become passive in that, you know, not thinking, you know, that you'll ever get ahead. But so you don't feel like you have enough to meet your financial needs, just barely get along. You know, and I know that's really happening. It probably has been happening a lot more over the last few years than ever before, because prices are just continuing to skyrocket. But hopefully there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Also, like to ask another question, you know, how long before you begin speaking up? You know, this is such an important thing. You know, I think it's a good question. How long is it going to be before you take authority and speak to your mountain? So I'm asking you a lot of questions, but I want you to think about some of these questions that I'm asking you and see, you know, if any of these fit you. So, you know, I think that we have to understand, friends, that we have been given the authority as a child of God that's been made in His image, so we can surely take our authority. You know, there's no doubt about that. It tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, in the New King James, it says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we here in this world. So I want you to get that revelation today, if you get nothing else, that you have to understand that as Jesus was on this earth, as He is, so are we, so are you. If you are a believer, then so are you. So as I said before, my prayer is that after I share this word, that you will realize that you don't have to wait another day for your miracle, for you truly are, whether you realize it or not, you are truly holding miracles in your mouth. And we're going to discuss that a little bit. If you have your Bibles out, I'd like to begin today in Exodus chapter 8, verse 9 through 10 in the Amplified Bible. This is where Moses, I know, I really think that most of you that are listening, maybe some of you aren't familiar with it, but I would think that most of you that are believers are familiar with this story. This is where Moses is talking to Pharaoh about getting rid of the frogs. Most of you, like I said, are familiar with the plagues of Egypt. There were 10 plagues altogether brought on Egypt in the book of Exodus. The plague of the frogs, of course, that was plague number 3, and that's the one that we're going to be focusing on. In Exodus 8, Moses told Pharaoh, he said, "You set the time, tell me when you want me to pray for you, your officials," he says, "and your people. Then you," he says, "and your houses will be rid of the frogs." He says, "They will remain only in the Nile River." Now listen to what Pharaoh's answer was. Pharaoh said, "Do it tomorrow." You know, it's really unbelievable, you know, when I was reading this. "All right," Moses replied, "it will be as you have said. Then you will know that there is no one like the Lord our God." Praise the Lord. It says in verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me." Verse 2 says, "And if you refuse to let them go, behold," he says, "I will smite your entire land," he said, "with frogs. And the river shall swarm with frogs, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedchambers, on your bed, and into your ovens, your kneading bowls, and your dough," I mean everything. And verse 4 says, "And the frogs shall come up to you, and on your people, and on your servants." And verse 5 it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the rivers, the streams, and the canals, and over the pools, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt." It says in verse 6, "So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land." And of course, we know, of course, in verse 7, that the musicians, they tried, you know, doing the same thing, and all they ended up doing was just adding more frogs. They brought up more frogs upon the land. In verse 8, it says, "And then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go so that they may sacrifice to the Lord." And so Moses said to Pharaoh, "Glory over me in this. Dictate when I shall pray to the Lord for you and your servants and your people, and the frogs may be destroyed from you and your house and remain only in the river." And verse 10, "And Pharaoh said, tomorrow." Well, we spoke about this earlier. That was his answer to Moses. Moses says, "Well, let it be as you say, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God." Hallelujah. "And the frogs shall depart from you and your houses and from your servants and your people. They shall remain in the river only." Verse 12 said, "So Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to the Lord." You know, that's what he told Pharaoh he'd do. He'd just go out and talk to God, and God is the one that's going to take all this away. So it says that he went out and cried to the Lord as he agreed with Pharaoh concerning the frogs which he had brought against him. And verse 13 it says, "And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards and villages, and out of the fields." Hallelujah. You know, that's really strange, because we know from the rest of the scriptures, if you go on and read the rest of the scripture, saints, including all the 10 plagues, that Pharaoh's heart was hardened again, because the frogs, that was the third plague. So his heart was hardened again, and a lot more plagues were brought on Egypt. As a matter of fact, there were 7 more, because there were 10 altogether. 7 more plagues until the last plague that was brought on Egypt that took Pharaoh's son. You know, and I think that's really terrible. And I know that a lot of you listening on the radio, I know that you have probably been wondering how anyone can be so hard-headed. How can anyone be so stubborn to the point of even endangering their own son? Well, friends, we could ask ourselves that same question. How can we be so stubborn? There are people listening that are sick And the only thing that could be, and I'm not saying that it is, but it could be standing between you receiving your healing is you forgiving someone. But maybe you are being a little hard-headed too. Maybe you're being a little bit stubborn. Well, think about that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.